This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
This is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are the exceptional American that I'm talking about. You can make a difference against the totalitarians. But you have to know who they are and what they're up to. And boy, are they up to a lot these days. Boy, they are doubling down against Donald Trump, aren't they? You know, it's really kind of interesting. When you want to drain the swamp, you have to expect pushback. I mean, really, you do. And sitting here high atop Mount Hooth, I can tell you that from my vantage point, it's quite obvious, boy, are they squirming. You know, when you drain the swamp, you take oxygen away, don't you? Think about it. If you're an animal in the swamp, and let's say you're not an amphibian, but you're a fish, well, guess what? That moisture is pretty important for your gills now, isn't it? So you can breathe. Well, I guess you could say if you're a fish. If you're an amphibian, or if you're a reptile, well, you've got lungs, or you've got skin to bypass, you know, so you can, by diffusion, you can take in, or osmosis, I guess you can say, you can take in oxygen. So it's important that you have moisture around you. And when, you know, the old term draining the swamp comes into play and that water just starts to trickle away out of the swamp, you start to suffocate. You start to dry up. And it becomes very uncomfortable. And ultimately, if you're one of those swamp creatures and you are dependent upon water for moisture and for oxygen so that you can give off carbon dioxide, you know, I'm sorry. For those of you that don't understand that little cycle that goes on in your bodies, in all living things, pretty much, then that's a problem for you now, isn't it? You need to go back to your life science class or biology to understand what this metaphor is all about. People become way more desperate when their environment is shrinking. And they see it. When the pressure points, when the truth starts to tap into that swamp to drain it. And that's exactly what's happening right now. You see, the Democrats are running from the truth. And they're screaming. They're doing everything. They're flailing around. They're calling out all, even Michael Moore. Oh my gosh, the biggest fraud in filmmaking. Michael Moore has been called to attention. We're going to derail Trump. Well, Michael, and the rest of the swamp creatures, guess what? That water level, it is a shrinking. And I find it very, very interesting. I was on the Scott Adams show this morning earlier, and I sort of made the comparison between the right coast and the left coast. From the east to west, we have two water situations going on. Well, on the left coast, we've got Orville Dam, right? Jerry Brown's father's legacy. And his, of course, he wants to make it a legacy of tearing it down. Don't you just love it? It was Jerry Brown's dad that created the largest dam in the world. And that was Orville Dam. And it's Jerry Brown's son, or excuse me, Jerry Brown Jr., who is Edmund G. Pat Brown's dad or son. It is Jerry Brown who wants to destroy the dam. Well, I mean, I'm saying it. A lot of people are thinking it, and it's pretty easy to understand why people might be thinking of it, since Jerry Brown does and has admitted to wanting to tear down dams in California and throughout the Western United States. That's the big goal of these radical environmentalists. But then on the other side of the country, you've got the draining of the swamp. Just think of this. You're saving the country on one end, and they're trying to tear it up and lose it on the other. That's what the liberals are up to on the left coast. And of course, one man, Donald Trump, is trying to drain the swamp in Washington to improve the country, to save the country, really, which is what this is coming down to. I love the symbolism there. To me, it's just absolutely amazing. But let's talk about something that is more tangible for you to understand, so that you understand what is really truly going on here. The left is always into a crisis. And the crisis serves the left well. It's a Saul Alinsky tactic. And you know, it's kind of like we've got to rehash this again, because we went through all this for 8 years with Obama. And I think everybody pretty much understands the drill, the routine. You can keep your doctor, right? Sociopaths get out there and lie all the time. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Boy. And, of course, just about the entire DNC. So you've got this situation where we have got to go back to our the same old tactics we had as conservatives and we had as agendist, anti-agendist, to tell the truth all the time, which is, of course, okay. I mean, we do that all the time anyway. The problem is we've got to tell you how they lie, what they do, their tactics again. We've got to go back and retrain everybody or remind everybody of the tactics of the left. And so that's what this is all about today. Well, in part, I'll hear on Agenda 21 Radio. I've got a bunch of other things going on. Jerry Brown's AB 109 bill, reform to put LA's most wanted back on streets, just never ends out here. Just a few things we're going to be talking about. But the Seth Rich situation, the DNC staffer who was murdered, shot in the back, and his WikiLeaks connection are starting to come out and be revealed. Now, do you think the left wants that to happen? He turned over, according to Breitbart and others yesterday. This is after we did the show with Scott Adams. And even Chris Street chimed in. Chris Street here on the left coast didn't hear the first hour with Scott Adams, but he said almost identical thing, which is that the Seth Rich incident is going to destroy the Democratic Party because of all those WikiLeaks. Because of what? Voter fraud. Now, do you think the Democrats are going to just lie down for that one? No, they're going to get out in front of it all. They're going to create the anti-crisis, the crisis against the crisis that Well, it's a real crisis. So they've got to have some sort of distraction for you to not be so focused on the truth, which is just hocus pocus, which is what the Democrats are always been known for. Hocus pocus. Two-Hand Monty, you know, the magician, you know, distractions. That's what they're doing here. That's clearly what they're doing here with this whole Russian. It's made up news. The New York, they're all in on the cabal, by the way. You see, they are not going to give up, but they're giving up badly. They say they're not going to give up, but they're going to fight tooth and nail. They're going to do everything they can to throw everybody and anything underneath the bus. And of course, Donald Trump has to go. They're already talking, we're going to impeach Donald Trump. Okay. I think it's rather humorous. And of course, they're saying that it's the fault of the staffers in the White House. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to handle all these crises after crises after crises after crises that's developing. This is the role of the left. Always create the crisis. That's the Saul Alinsky thing. What is the latest crisis? Well, the latest crisis, of course, is the Comey revelation memos. Well, we're finding out, just like all the other crises that Donald Trump has had to endure since he became president, that there's no there there. Just like the Russian memos. Well, as it's turning out with these Russian memos, the Russian leaks, if you will, the collaboration with the Russians, there's no there there. And there's still no there there. When we come back, we'll talk to you about why there is no there there. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We'll be right back.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, enjoying my nice cup of coffee from, well, I call it the Agenda 21 Brew. Anyway, 821 Brew. Has a little ring to it, doesn't it? I'll tell you what, I'm having a cup of coffee here that is about as strong as I've ever made. I don't know what I did when I blended these beans, but I'll tell you what. See, you know, the morning cycle here in the studio is that we make coffee. And, of course, I like coffee where I take the spoon and I stick it in the coffee and it doesn't slam up against the lip of the cup. It just stands there straight up. That's the way I like it. I call it man-style coffee. So, boy, did I make man-style coffee today. We are wide awake. There's no blurriness going on here in Agenda 21 Radio. So, by the way, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you must read the article that we put up yesterday about Seth Rich, and we're going to be talking about a lot of that right now. I think we have pretty much bored down on the reality check, if you will, for this whole Seth Rich thing. And again, it goes back to what I was talking about in my monologue just a second ago. Clearly, the Democrats do not want. I mean, stuff's coming out. Let's face it. They got rid of Comey. The stopgap's gone. The plug in the dam is out. And all those little secrets. I mean, we got the metaphor of the Orville Dam going on. We might as well use this one. The dam, which was Comey, has been breached. How's that one? The piezometers are going off the scale. Now, those of you that don't know what that is, those are pressure sensors in dams and other, you know, water. I mean, you guys who drill wells and so on, you know all about that stuff. Anyway, the Comey thing is gone. But anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and check out the article. This is the title of it, very intriguing. Was Seth Rich the WikiLeaks Russian spy who was killed by the Democrats? Now, I'm going to throw another angle at you about Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, it's been, as I've been researching and reading about this, about the Seth Rich thing and so on, we had inklings that he was, well, when he first came out about the WikiLeaks things, and all of a sudden the connections about the spies, the Russian this and Russian that, and Trump was involved. Trump wasn't involved. We knew that. I knew that. We knew that from the sources that we were working with at the time during the, in fact, it was kind of like broadside, like, what is this all about? Russians? I mean, really, truly, it was. And, you know, from our own experiences and articles, not necessarily articles, but witnesses that we had been talking to, they were within the Trump organization, they were clearly initially as befuddled as possible because there was no connected. You're too busy running things. And people were, you know, really concerned that it was this heavy leaning towards Russia that Donald Trump had. And, of course, Putin saying he liked Trump. There's all of a sudden there's a bromance going on. And in Russia itself, there was a lot of things happening that from the media sort of endorsing Trump during the election. Sort of like, we're going to make friends with this president and be friends with this president. And then all of a sudden things started to go south as, of course, these just baseless accusations about Russian spying came about. And I said to myself, I wonder if the Seth Rich, and we talked about this on air a little bit, but didn't really explore it too much, what Seth Rich had to do with all that. And then it was Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. By the way, kudos to Scott, because he's been on this story and saying there's really something to this story about Seth Rich. And we've had him on the show here several times, and he's talked about it quite a bit. I guess it's, see, Seth Rich was an IT guy. And if you take a, you know, Scott has admitted on the show, he's an IT guy, 25 years experience. So there's sort of a bonding there. So it's kind of like, you know, these IT guys, they just, they're just such forward thinkers. I mean, they're psychic amongst themselves, actually. Have you ever been in a room with a bunch of IT guys? It's, I guess you would say electronically confusing when you walk in for your brain. Your brain, I'm just kidding. So, but the psychic connection there, I think, with what was going on with Seth Rich and an understanding by Scott Adams, I think was a real connection. And like I said, kudos to Scott for keeping this story out there, because, you know, he's got a pretty big audience in Philadelphia where he's at. And, I mean, he serves about 5 million people. So there, you know, there's a linkage there. So he, obviously people could still stay focused on the East Coast with his show. But it's Seth Rich was a voter data kind of guy. That's what he was into. See, he was a data person. All right, with the DNC. Now, this poses quite a bit of, I guess you would say, a problem. Now, this is the reason why I'm bringing this up. And again, it goes to this whole smoke and mirrors, two-hand Monty, distraction, create a crisis over here to distract you from the real crisis over there type Saul Alinsky tactic. Now, when we started getting these reports about this whole thing with Seth Rich, no one in the establishment media was reporting anything, and they still aren't. Hello? they still are not reporting anything about Seth Rich, even in light of the reports that have been coming out that we're getting more and more connectivity with WikiLeaks about Seth Rich. And, of course, what was Seth Rich actually leaking is the key thing. Now, yesterday it came out in Breitbart that there were about 44,000 documents, emails, and so on, apparently that had been transmitted or transferred by Seth Rich to WikiLeaks' Julian Assange. Now, we knew the connection with Assange because Assange, early on, right after the murder of Seth Rich, came out and with this whole thing about having to protect his people. All right, well, that was back when October. So having to protect his people in the run-up to, was it September? Yeah, September. I guess right after the convention, DNC. So it goes back that far, which is, by the way, in Philadelphia where Scott Adams is. In fact, Scott Adams was at he and Leonora, if you may recall, was reporting to Agenda 21 Radio about what was going on at the DNC convention at the time it was happening. So Seth Rich, well, is taken out. Now, he's a data guy. He's in charge of voter expansion or something like that for the DNC. He's also a Bernie Sanders supporter. So what you get the run-up to that convention, and Bernie Sanders has already been splayed out in the June 7th primary of California. So he's out, basically. And the convention is all about Hillary. And, of course, in California, we know that the June 7th primary and the general election was one of the biggest issues about voter fraud this state has ever known. Now, this information in California has been enormously suppressed. But, you know, we've got some brave people out there in Katie Grimes and people at the Election Integrity Project and others who have come forward and said, oh, no, the voter fraud is massive in California and holding people accountable. But, you know, we have a small voice, right? But it's a voice we've got out. We've been putting this out on Gen 21 Radio ever since June 7th. Because I was telling you about my own anecdotal experiences with the fact that I said at the time, and I was predicting before the June 7th primary, because the Bernie Sanders people in California were going nuts. They were on every street corner. You couldn't get away from these folks. I drove several times down, up and down from Northern California to Southern California into Orange County, and I saw these just crazy wackos. I'm telling you, these Bernie Sanders peoples were wackos. But, you know, well, you know, you got wackos on the right, you got wackos on the left. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? I think Bernie Sanders is going to win the primary against Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I still think he did. In fact, I think he dominated. But voter fraud rears its ugly head. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, and paul at a21r.com is my email. Oh, you can also email me, paul at agenda21radio.news. Numana.com/agenda is sponsor for Agenda 21 Radio. Also, Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. And Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 530-755-COIN. That's near in Northern California. Give them a call about all of your gold and bullion needs. That's Yuba City Gold and Bullion. And you can call in if you'd like. We're going to have the phones open. Or if you want to just send some messages to us, we take them either way. You can use this system, actually, 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. Those of you that are inclined to email me, you can use the system here to type me in messages. I've been getting some interesting messages on that number. But anyway, okay, so we're getting back into the Seth Rich thing, and we're talking about Bernie Sanders and how he, in my opinion, really handily defeated Hillary Rodham Clinton in the June 7th primary. And, of course, all this was very upsetting to people like Seth Rich, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter. Let's put that into perspective. Seth Rich was a Bernie Sanders reporter. And, you know, I want to say from the outset that it appears to me that the so-called Russian spy that they are saying that Donald Trump was engaged with, or the Trump campaign was involved, that narrative, which, by the way, there's no evidence, no indication of any of that at this point in time. Did you know that? There's none. And this is the funny thing, of course. It's not real funny. This is just what they do. It's a magic trick. Come on. It's Saul Alinsky, the magician. See that? I'm coining all these things. I mean, it kind of gets kind of silly when you stop and think about their tactics in the playbook. Once you read the playbook, it's like, wow, where'd that come from? So what you have is a system now in place of trying to destroy the Trump presidency, and they're saying, oh my gosh, it's got to be the Russians who did it. We hate those evil Russians. Oh, and you know, with the military-industrial complex, there's, you know, they want to hate the Russians. They need an enemy, right? Well, we don't hate the Russians here on Agenda 21 Radio. In fact, I'm going to proffer right now. I really think that Scott Bennett or Paul Preston could be a Russian spy. And this is how silly this is. I really think that if you take a look at a couple of things here, if you take a look at Seth Rich and his so-called Russian spying documents, which were clearly documents that were outing the DNC about voter fraud, which we're going to get into, and then there's the other angle, and that's Scott Bennett. Scott Bennett, you know, who has written the book called Shell Game, which exposed Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama as those who organized and founded ISIS. Now, this was a discovery that I was making and connecting the dots way before I met Scott Bennett. Scott Bennett, by the way, when I was starting to discover this, was actually sitting in federal jail in Pennsylvania. And why was he there? Because he was a researcher. He had been working with the Bush administration and with the Obama administration on finding out who was doing terror financing. That was what his job was. He worked at the State Department. He worked at the Defense Department. He did all these things to try and find this out, and he found out. Guess what? It's us. It's United Bank of Switzerland. HSBC, Jim Comey, hello, sitting on the board at the time. Are we connecting dots? Scott gets out, and Scott comes to the Liberty Tour. July 7th, 2015. That's already 2 years ago. He comes to the Liberty Tour, and he gives this presentation, 48-minute presentation, on how the whole financing thing was structured. That video is viewed by Putin a month later, within a month. And you know what? He starts bombing ISIS. Well, people that our sources told us, well, yeah, he saw the video. And that was enough for him to say, wait a minute, it is Obama and Clinton. They didn't know at the time. They had nothing confirming. They didn't know at the time it was Hillary and Barack Obama that had formed ISIS. But now they had the facts. They got the documents. They got the book. They got all the stuff they needed. They saw the video. They said, wait a minute, this is the guy who was behind all this. Is Scott Bennett the Russian spy? No, he's a truth teller. He was a whistleblower then. He's a whistleblower now, trying to tell you that two radical leftists formed ISIS. Why? To destroy this country. This country. They were arming ISIS. They were training ISIS. Do you think it's any coincidence that not too long after that, when they start bombing ISIS, that ISIS blows up a jet airliner in the Sinai and admits to it? Do you think that was a problem for Putin? Do you think it was? Do you see what I'm saying? We can't think about Putin having a dislike for ISIS. But you know, ISIS it's not formed by the United States. It was never, and that's just not true. So you've got a twofer going on here now. Now you got Seth Rich, and he's got all the secrets, all the data points about voter fraud. And it's enormous, by the way. Why do you think President Trump last week formed a commission on voter fraud? I want you to think about that. And, oh, by the way, just by chance, Comey gets fired and the left blows up. Because why? The dam has been breached. The dam has been breached. The protection for Hillary Rodham Clinton and for Obama is gone. The dam has been breached. And do you think the Democrats are going to scream? Oh, yeah. We've got this memo from Comey and talks about the president trying to obstruct justice. Bing! That's falling apart on him. That's falling apart on him. Hello? And the Russians, that's really falling apart on them. You know, they've got themselves a real problem going forward. And this is what I was talking about with draining the swamp. Those swamp creatures, they need oxygen, don't they? Those swamp creatures need that moisture, and they need a food chain. Guess what? That water's leaving, and they're suffocating. And they're flailing. They're getting more and more desperate as the water drains from the swamp. Seth Rich, the man who is the Russian spy, the man who was killed by the Democrats themselves, at least that's what they're saying. And if it looks just like all the other Clinton murders, doesn't it? It really does. The mysterious shooting in the back, nothing to be found here. D.C. police don't want you to talk about it. FBI doesn't. The D.C. police refer you to the FBI, and the FBI refers you to the D.C. police. Very upscale neighborhood where the assassination took place. Oh, they said it was a robbery, yet all his belongings were still found. A botched robbery. I'm sorry. That clears that one up, right? It was botched. Somehow it was botched. They murdered him. Didn't take anything, but it was a robbery. But it was botched. Gee, I wonder how it was botched. I do know one thing. We are botching them right now. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the U.N., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 COIN.
Washington, D.C. D.C. police are officially in charge of this case, but former D.C. homicide detective Rod Wheeler, who was hired by a third party to investigate the murder on behalf of the family, says Mr. Rich was communicating with WikiLeaks before he was killed. Now, Seth's family has been pushing back today, releasing a statement that reads in part, quote, "We are a family who's committed to facts, not fake evidence that surfaces every few months to fill the void and distract law enforcement and the general public from finding Seth's murderers." Now, the services of the private investigator who spoke to the press was ordered to the Rich family and paid for by a third party and contractually was barred from speaking to the press or anyone outside of law enforcement or the family unless explicitly authorized by the family. Fox News has retained a copy of the contract signed by the Rich family, retaining the services of Rod. He joins us now with the very latest. All right. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the technicality of who hired you. I've known you a long time, Rod. You're a man of honor and integrity. Right. So tell us who hired you.
Well, actually, I was hired by the family, Joel and Mary Rich. They signed the contract. Now, the financial benefit, if there were any financial benefit, and by the way, there wasn't much, that was actually paid for by a third party that I have had very little communication with at all, Sean.
Yeah. All right. Let's go through this case. The timeline is fascinating here. As I played in the last segment, Julian Assange, I asked him repeatedly on radio and television if Russia was involved. Absolutely not. Now, believe him or not, he's a guy that WikiLeaks has an 11-year history of never being proven wrong. And all these leaks, by the way, ended up being, a lot of them ended up being published in places like the New York Times. So I guess my question is, when you look at the timeline of this, and 12 days after he was killed, that shows up on WikiLeaks, what did you discover in terms of the contacts with WikiLeaks?
Right. Well, that's an excellent question. And let me clear that up right now, exactly what it was that I found. Now, I have never seen the emails myself directly. I haven't even seen the computer that Seth Rich used. Here's the problem with all of this. I don't even know where the computer is. I checked with the police department. They said they don't know where the computer is. And the FBI, they say they don't have the computer. Now, where did this information come from in terms of knowing or believing, I should say, that Seth Rich could have been in communications with WikiLeaks? There was a federal investigator that was involved on the inside of the case, a person that's very credible. And I'll tell you, let me just say this, Sean. I don't like to suggest things without saying the person's name. But I can't say the person's name because that person would be thrown under the bus, and I can't do that. But this person, we checked him out. We have to check him out. Very credible. He said he laid eyes on the computer, and he laid eyes on the case file, and he came across very credible. When you look at that with the totality of everything else that I found in this case, it's very consistent for a person with my experience to begin to think, well, perhaps there were some email communications between Seth and WikiLeaks. Every time I talk to the police department about the WikiLeaks or the emails, it's automatically shut down. That discussion is automatically shut down.
Well, so we don't know for sure if the FBI or if the D.C. police have any access to this, these forensics, this email, these emails?
Right. We don't know. We actually have a statement from the FBI saying, telling us to contact the D.C. police. The D.C. police says, contact the FBI. Now, which is it? If this is just a murder investigation, first of all, why would the FBI be involved? The only reason the FBI will be involved, just so that the viewers understand, is if this has some degree of national exposure, meaning because maybe it is related to the DNC, and we don't know that. We don't know that for sure. It could have been a botched robbery. But my point is this, Sean, and I've been investigating murders for a while. You have to look at every possibility. You can't just look at one thing and say, well, that has to be it.
Have you ever seen a lot of robberies, which is how they've been looking into this case, where the person has their wallet and their watch after they've been shot and killed in the back?
No, I haven't. Now, that's not to say that that could not happen. But here's the thing, and this is so important. There's been a $125,000 reward out for information pertaining to the death of Seth Rich. Not one person has come forward. Here's one other thing that's going to be startling, and I'm just going to say this right now. I reached out to the police department way back in March when the family first hired me, right, to get involved. I didn't hear anything from the police department for 2 to 3 days. Guess what I learned yesterday from the family of Seth Rich? The police department did not call me back because someone, a high-ranking official at the DNC, check this out, a high-ranking official at the DNC, when I called the police department, they got that information and called the Rich family wanting to know why was I snooping around.
Wouldn't that explain, how is it possible that the DNC, when the FBI wanted to look at their computers, was able to bring in their own people? Or that the people that ended up getting immunity ended up being able to destroy their laptop computers? Is there any evidence that he might have been disgruntled that the treatment of Bernie Sanders and the unfairness and that the fix was in to put Hillary in that position and maybe had evidence of that?
No, I haven't seen any evidence in that regard. The only thing that I have been able to confirm is that there were some problems that Seth was having on his job at the DNC right before he was killed. And the person, listen to this, the person that called the father after I called the police to get information, that's the person that Seth was having problems with at the DNC. So, yeah. You know, connect.
Now, don't we just want to know who that person is? I mean, really, I do. Where there's smoke, there's fire, ladies and gentlemen. And what we have in front of us now are just facts that we can go by. There's nothing else that could explain what, in fact, is now going on or has been going on with Seth Rich by the behavior pattern, the fact pattern that's starting to develop here. And that's why I say voter fraud, anyone? You know, look at what his position was. See, this is the thing about Seth Rich, is his position. His position was that he was voter expansion data director for the DNC. Gee, do you think he might have some facts about voters in California, maybe? I'd love to see that data. And maybe we will see with WikiLeaks. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Oh, and, you know, the other thing is that Seth Rich article that we have up there links to the big article that we put up in February. President Trump on Putin, Voter Fraud Commission. President Trump to establish better relations with Russia and establish Voter Fraud Commission. Hello, that was back February 6th. I wrote that. Unbelievable. And now here we are. It's now May 17th. Unbelievable. It's all right there. It spells it all out. See, this is what they fear. They fear the plug being pulled out of the dam, and that plug was Comey. And now all of a sudden, they're reaching for Trump's impeachment. And all these different stories coming out from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and making you, oh my God, Trump is just this, that, and the other. And they're out of control. Well, it's the Dems that are out of control, of course. Because guess what? The party is over. There's now a new swamp monster in the swamp. And he's draining it. Now, he's draining one end, that's for sure. And that's James Comey. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And email me, paul@821r.com. And thanks to numana.com/agenda, your survivalist needs. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.